Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Pete. I have a, what are you calling this?
Yeah, a little, did you get a mailer?
Yes, a reservation notification mailer thing about a business loan.
Yeah, of course. Can I just grab that reservation code so pull up your file real quick?
It's 2411-0801-0032-7934.
Perfect. Give me a second to bring you up here. How's your day going so far today?
So far, so good. How about yours?
Good, good. Me too, me too. It's Friday. You know, it can't be too bad.
It's Friday.
whom am I speaking to today?
Tom Levins, L-E-V-I-N-S.
Perfect. And Tom, is this 772 and the 9400 a good number to reach you back here just in case the phone call drops? We did just get a new system.
No, let me give you my... This is just a work, work number, not my work number. Let me give you my work number.
Yeah, shoot.
863? 467. Yeah.
467.
1800.
Perfect. All right, now I got that recorded in there. And I'm just going to have you confirm a couple pieces of information that we have on the business. And, you know, then we can proceed from there, and I'll answer any questions you have. Sound good to you? Alrighty, and so what is the legal name of the business, Tom?
It's Chobe Play Incorporated.
Perfect. Is that the DBA name as well?
Yep. Oh, okay.
Perfect. And how long have you been in business for, Tom?
I've owned the Chobe Play for probably 3.5 years, maybe longer.
Perfect. And it was incorporated. Is it an S corp or a C corp?
Yes. S corp. An S corp.
Gotcha. And are you the 100% owner, Tom?
Yes.
Perfect. And one last one. Can you confirm the address on file for me, please?
It's 1465 U.S. Highway 441, Okeechobee, Florida 34974.
Oh man, how's the weather down there right now?
Beautiful.
Nice,
beautiful.
Good to hear.
Absolutely sunny. It's probably 85 degrees, 84 degrees, which is not a bad day. It's very dry, which is not a bad day for us.
One of the few people I might be jealous of. We're out here in Southern California, so you know some days it's a little better than Florida, but you know other days, you know, today's kind of chilly. But it's also we're also behind you a little bit. But yeah, tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do here, Tom. I'll answer any questions you have, get you into the right program.
Well, certainly, I would love to get a secured loan, is the ideal thing, or unsecured loan. But I don't know what this refi program is. But I'm trying to consolidate a couple of my startup loans together and get them paid off into one payment, as well as I need to open another revenue stream within the business.
Okay. So,
one up every 6 months, and it's real slow, meaning, you know, I need to speed up this last one because I got one more to go, and then that's it. So I need revenue stream, yeah.
Okay. Tell me a little bit.
It's a bowling alley, skating ring, laser tag, and now a playground area. I got a little jungle gym kind of playground area, bounce houses and stuff.
Okay.
But I need to go ahead and put one more piece in that of equipment and just to complete that room. And then I've occupied it all of the spaces and I'm done. But I waited about 6 months to open the skating rink, and then 6 months for the laser tag, and then 6 more months for the playground room, so it's taken quite some time to open all the venues, and of course, you know, I'm losing out on a lot of revenue, so I don't want to wait another 6 months or better before I can do it one more time.
Okay, so first, let's just start with this new revenue stream. What are you thinking? What are you adding on to the, you know, property or facility?
Well, it's a rope climbing system, if you will. It's a rope course, I guess,
No, I'm actually familiar. They built one. I'm from the East Coast back in Jersey. They had built one at a couple of them around. They actually started getting pretty popular.
Those
big rope courses. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's getting a lot popular. And that will fill up this room, you know, because there's a lot of dead space.
Oh, it's going to be indoors?
In this room. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Not zip lining. Now, zip lining is something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
This is more for younger kids, not like adults, but where this is going to go in the playground room. And it will end with a zip line, a mini zip line, but the child is harnessed from the minute they leave the ground to the minute they get back on the ground. But what they do is they go up and climb on a series of obstacles, if you will. One's like a tight rope, like they're walking a tight rope, and one's a... it's got ropes all up and down. It's like spaghetti ropes, and they got to weave their way through it and stuff while they're walking on the tight rope, if you will. One's like a bridge with, you know, every other rung missing, and they got to kind of navigate through that. And it's all suspended up in the air on a rope system. It's really cool. I mean, you can Google. There's tons of them out there now. But, you know, this is the last piece in this playground room that I need to put in and be done with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like a...
Consolidate it, a few of the startups so that I only have one monthly payment.
I gotcha.
Very beneficial.
So, I guess if you could choose one or kind of prioritize them, what's more important, consolidating the loans or getting this new rope course?
It depends. It depends on how much money I can get. I mean, this check says $250, and I would love to get $250 because then I would do them both.
Exactly. So that just depends on what you qualify for. Have you, you know, with these consolidated loans you're looking to consolidate, what kind of loans are they? You know, fill me in a little bit about those.
Equipment lease loans. Yeah, okay. Equipment lease loans for the bowling laser tagger.
Okay.
And I'm... two-thirds, if not better, of paying them all off, but it's just all these monthly payments, and they're, you know, equipment loans or leases are traditionally high, in my opinion, so I'd like to just consolidate them all, probably reduce the payment a little bit. It may stretch it out a little longer, but that's okay, because, you can always pay it off early if things go as well as you anticipate anyway.
Yeah, I understand. It's a typical reason for working capital that I get. I try and push people away from it, or once people kind of learn a little bit more, they realize it's not a very good idea to, you know, pay the equipment lease off with working capital, just because these are the unsecured loans, just by the nature of them. They tend to have a lot shorter term lengths. Like, we're talking 3 months to, you know, 2 years on the longer end. So it doesn't really make sense to squeeze something that you have in a maybe 5-year term with a collateralized equipment into a, you know, smaller time frame like that. So it usually, not saying all the time, it usually doesn't end up working out. Like, you know, we can't actually end up saving you too much money, or, you know, it doesn't very benefit you too much.
Right.
But
I
for the...
You probably could, because all of them are really a year or less, right, at 12 months or less. And
okay.
The monthly payments are all at like $10,000 now, and I guarantee you this will probably be a little lower than that. And if it's still one payment I've done both.
Also, the nature of working capital loans tend to be, more... highly, they're more expensive. There's no other way to put it. They're more expensive than a titled equipment loan. Because, you know, if I give you a loan for, let's say, a truck, you don't make your payments, I still have a truck. If I give you $100,000 unsecured and you buy inventory with it, try and flip it, it doesn't work out, I can't get anything out of this. So that's why they tend to be shorter term. They want their money back really quickly.
Right. Well,
and,
it was talking about a secured loan up to 5 years, or an unsecured loan and an unsecured refi program, whatever that is. So, like I said, was hoping to
this
go
is what I'm thinking.
Secured because of everything, you know, all the collateral you would have to guarantee it.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Secured. We might even be able to do a secured equipment loan on the rope climbing course.
Right.
That's obviously going to be option number one there. Option number two would just to be get a secured or unsecured working capital loan. Now, I think consolidating these equipment lease loans isn't going to be in your best interest, but what we can do is they are two-thirds of the way paid off. How much money, you know, are they worth? Like, what's your equity? What's the payoff in them? Like, you paid two-thirds of what?
It was probably somewhere just north of $300,000.
Mm-hmm. So you
equipment.
Okay.
So I got probably $150,000, $180,000. Yeah, between $125,000 and $150,000 left tops.
$150,000.
Yeah. So if north of $300,000, it was probably, I want to say. Well, just the bowling was $300, so you're talking $350,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000. Well, call it $400,000.
And you got $150,000 left.
And I got $150,000 max left. Yeah, maybe less than that. Probably less than that.
Okay. I gotcha. Yeah, so what I'm thinking here is going to be the best idea for the business is to just go with the rope climbing course and leave the equipment leases the way they are. I mean, what's nice about the unsecured working capital is that, you know, we'll get you approved for the largest amount possible, longest term possible. And then from there, you know, it's unsecured. We don't tell you what to do with it. If you feel like you want to use that money to consolidate your equipment loans, you know, you feel free to do so. If you want to use it for the, new rope climbing course, you could do that as well. But I think it's going to be the best option is to try and do the rope climbing course on a secured loan, on an equipment loan, where the rope climbing course itself is the collateral. That's going to be the cheapest, easiest option for you. Get a nice 5-year term on that, keep your monthly payments low, and, you know, what's the return on investment there for that rope course? What do you plan, numbers-wise, to be pulling in a month in revenue?
I'm not at the office, so I don't have it. Let me think real quick.
Like, how much does it cost, number one? Like, let's just get back to the basics
here. The equipment
here is
$50,000. It's going to be maybe $10,000, maybe a little higher to get it installed. So you're talking maybe
$50,000 to $70,000, closer to 70.
Yeah. Probably closer to 70 to have the installation and everything, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you predict as far as revenue increase per month? You know, an extra $2,000, $10,000.
Yeah, about an extra $2,000 a month. So the return on investment, you know, will take maybe.
Well, let's crunch the numbers real quick. No interest, $70,000 divided by a 60-month term. That's going to be $1,166. So I'm thinking with interest. And this is completely ballparked. I have no idea what your, you know, credit's like. We haven't gotten there yet, but I'm thinking your payment's going to be close to around, you know, $1,400, $1,500, you know. So your profit margin's going to be about $400 or $500, maybe a little less, depending
right.
on, you know, the actual numbers here once we, you know, get everything installed and whatnot. But, so here, now that you kind of have a little bit of an idea there, this thing might take a while to cash flow.
Right, probably would, but it has some residual
effects
too. Now,
yeah, you can get somebody in there. Yeah, exactly. I was just going
to
say that.
They're going to go to the playground room by itself. So it has some residual effect. That will be unseen as far as this.
On the paper, right. Yeah, exactly. I totally understand. So that sounds like it definitely could be a good addition here. And,
yeah.
You know, the numbers.
What about the unsecured loan. What is that deal? Is that a cash advance or is that an unsecured loan?
It's basically, if you think about it, like a cash advance. It's an unsecured loan. You know, we're not collateralizing anything. It goes right onto the business, into the business's bank account. But have you dealt with these kind of loans before, Tom?
I'm very familiar with cash advance loans, and okay. I'm not really interested in that at all.
Okay. Yeah, so these...
That's why I'm more looked into... I'm assuming, is the unsecured loan, is that just a different name for your cash advance, or is that a different program altogether?
It's basically the same thing as a cash advance. We're basically purchasing your receivables. So, say, what's your gross annual sales? Ballpark me.
Just around 400,000 now with the playground room added. The projection will be like right at 400.
Okay.
In a 12-month cycle.
So on an unsecured ballpark, it'd get you between 40 and 60K. And it would be deposited into the bank account, and you would make a payment based on that. Now, you kind of sound like, you know, that doesn't sound like, you know what I mean, it's going to work for your situation here.
Yeah,
just no, because I don't think
it's unsecured refi. What are you refiing?
Other unsecured working capital loans. That's traditionally what a lot of people do with these working capital loans. They'll say they'll take out 30K, they'll, you know, use it, and their balance will go down to, you know, 7K, and then they need more money, but they've already spent it. You know, it's, you know, 6 months down the road, they've already spent it, but they still are making payments. So they're like, I need another 10 grand, so I'll come in, pay off his old one for 7, the balance on that, and he'll net another 15, 10 grand. And that's what that refinancing is. It's pretty much half of what we do here, Tom, is just people come in with loans with balances from previous loans, maybe a year old, and they obviously don't have the money anymore, but they're still making payments, so they're kind of in a hole. So they need to pay off their balance, get some more money. They got a new project coming up. So that's a lot of the refinancing. It's not so much, we don't really refinance equipment loans just because those loans tend to be on a longer term. They're better. They have a secured piece of equipment with them. What we can do, here's another option for you, is do a secured loan for cash, just like working capital, but it's against the current equipment that you already have. So that 400K right. worth of equipment that you still own 150 on, we can use right. that as collateral and free up some cash on a longer term now and some more money than, you know, only 40 or 60. Those numbers I can't really... It's hard to just spitball like what an underwriter would value your equipment versus what they're going to extend to you. But we can run numbers on that and get some answers in a couple days.
That's the only program I'm interested in is that one.
I'll
just be honest. That's my goal, purpose, to consolidate them all into one.
And then use your existing equipment as a collateral so you can actually get something that'll work for you. Because what I'm getting from you, Tom, if I give you, you know, 40 or 60K unsecured, you're not going to be able to do anything with that, correct?
Right.
It doesn't really serve a purpose.
Do, right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure you could find a good...
I'm just going to take a $10,000 loan and turn it into a $12,000 to $15,000 loan, a monthly repayment, and all I'm getting is, like you said, $500.
Yeah, it does, so doesn't make sense.
That's not what I'm interested in.
Exactly. So let's see.
I'm interested in refining these equipments into one loan, one payment, and stretching out maybe a little bit, getting a little bit of cash out of it, hopefully, because, you know, if I only owe, say, 150 max.
Well, we're not gonna refinance the equipment leases themselves. What we're going to do is
right.
use those as collateral and just get you a fat cash advance, basically.
I know. That's what I'm but that's basically what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay them off, and then you have it as a collateral, and life is great for me.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So that's really what I'm after. So let's go in that direction and see what we come up with.
Can we also... And then you also want to, you know, pay off the remaining balance of the 150. What are you trying to net after that? Like another 50 to 70 for the rope course?
Right, exactly.
It's just $70K.
Like I said, this thing here says $250, and really that's what I was looking at, because then everything would be paid in full. A couple of renovations that I'll need to paint the room a little bit, you know, a couple of odds and ends that will be all accomplished, and upgrade some of the equipment, you know, that I got in the restaurant, you know, that will, you know, I got a single deck oven for the pizzas and stuff, and of course if I have an increased volume, this would be able to double deck the oven and everything, produce more volume. You know, it just, everything's about the volume here.
Do you ever, think about adding an arcade in there? Is that like a revenue stream you ever, went down?
If this works out, and I probably would buy them outright. I don't like the fact of most companies want to come in and give you about 25%, you know, especially with the graphics now are big, and the machines are costly, but you only get up between 15 and 25% of the commission versus, you know, the old style arcade, the Pac-Mans and stuff, you get 50%. You know, he gets 50, you get 50. If you have a company bring in their machines. But with the newer graphics, you know, the high
25%.
Graphics, yeah, max you get a 25%. Most of them average around 15 or so. And I'm not giving somebody 85% of the profit off of what they're getting. So I haven't brought in money. I own one little cocktail machine that's got some games on it. But like I said, if I put a lot, numerous machines in there, I'm going to own them. And maybe that's something, if I have a little leftover cash with some of this, maybe that's what I would do. Because then again, it's just 100% profit, you know, pays for itself, everything.
So when you're paying 85% back to those, you know, for the newer machines there, are you getting any kind of equity into the machine, or are you just straight working for nothing? Okay, that doesn't make any sense then. No, because I'm thinking like, hey, if there's something where you do that, but after 5 years, you know, now it's your machine, and you get, from 15 to, there's no load.
That's an equipment loan. You can get equipment loan by your own, but if you call any company to come in, they own the machines. They're going to give you the commission on the profit, right? And your commission will be typically between 15 and 25%.
I see.
Of the commission of the profit. So, yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah,
if
that's
somebody,
not that bad.
85 cents on every dollar that comes in? Nah.
Mm-mm. Nope, not unless they're working for me.
That's why I said I loan my own machines, but I'm not bringing theirs in.
Okay, so yeah, just kind of recapping everything here. Oh, just real quick, how is your personal credit, Tom?
Well, right now, probably nowhere near what it was when I bought the business, when I bought the property. You know, I've owned the property probably almost 3 years.
How much do you have on? Let's go one thing at a time. Then credit first.
Yeah, so I don't know what the credit is today. I really don't.
Yeah, ballpark.
It was like $760 when I bought the property, but that
over $600.
Oh yeah, it's over $600 for sure.
Okay.
I'm gonna say $650, $680, something like that.
You're right at average.
Yeah, you know, it's right average, but I mean, I had $760 when I bought it, so to me, I don't have good credit somewhere.
I got
great credit then. Now, to me, this is not good to have mediocre credit.
No, it's not.
It is what it is, and it'll come back. It just will take a little bit more time, pay off some more of these things, you know, debt-to-income ratios, all that mess comes
into it. I got you. How much equity? You said you own the property. Do you outright own it, or how's that working?
No, I mean, it's mortgaged.
30-year?
Yeah. So I probably don't have that much equity. You know, first 2 years, you know, how much percentage of interest you paid a loan. So I don't probably have any equity to speak of.
No, that's fine. We are rolling out. We're rolling out a new program in the next few months, next few weeks, where we're thinking about trying to make something to collateralize against some real estate, but we're still working on it, but I was just curious.
Yeah.
So just to recap here, Tom.
If you come up with a program and want to refi the property so that you make something off of it, call me.
I will.
No, I'll let you refi it over them as long as it's beneficial for both of us.
Exactly, you know, scratch my back, I scratch yours kind of thing. But just kind of recap real quick. So option number one, we do a collateralized loan against the equipment you already have and get you a loan, you know, big enough to pay off the $150 you owe and to net around $50,000 to $70,000. And you will, you know, we'll see what the numbers come back on that. Option number two is to just do a straight up equipment financing program for the rope course where it's $70,000 over 5 years and you make that, $400 or $500 worth of profit every month. And then, you know, like you said, plus the residual. Obviously, option one is more in tune with what your goals are, but would you be still open to, you know, hey, we can't do the collateralized loan, we're not going to be able to pay off that, but if you still want to do the ropes course just on its separate deal and just kind of add something to the facility, would you still be open to that, Tom?
Maybe.
Maybe? Well, okay, we'll see.
Like I said, this is my primary objective, and so I'm not entertaining a lot of conversation over anything else.
Not even just the ropes course?
Well, okay. Like I said, that's not my primary objective. So
I gotcha.
That's a secondary. That's, you know, inclusive in the primary objective, but it's not the only objective. So let's just go with the primary and see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Perfect. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to grab an email from you. I'm going to need, what we do to grab the numbers here is just an application. I need 6 months of bank statements, a tax return. Do you take credit cards, I'm assuming?
Yes.
All right, and I'll put this all in an email. You don't have to write this on. So you need 4 months of merchant statements. Just kind of gets us a picture of the revenue of the business, how it is. And then I'm going to send you an equipment list where you can... is this equipment titled? That's the other thing. Is any of that titled that you have?
No.
Okay, that's going to be tough.
Titled meaning...
like you can prove that you own it. You know what I mean? Because it's hard to say you own an oven outright, you know. Theoretically, you could just borrow somebody's oven, say, this is my oven, give me a loan against it, and then you don't actually own the oven when we come to pick it up and take it when you don't pay. See what I mean? Like, if you got a titled truck...
I will be able to produce it when we pay this off. Absolutely. I just can't produce it today if I still have a little balance on the lease.
Yeah, I know, but we can't loan against something that isn't, like, you don't have your name on any of that, like, there's no titling on this equipment.
The skating is mine. I own the skating. I don't know how you would title it, but there's no balance on the skating.
Okay.
There's no balance on the playground room and bounce houses. All those are mine. There's a small balance on the laser tag, and then...
How would you say it's yours, though? You know what I mean? Like, how could you prove that? Do you have...
It's paid in full.
Yeah.
It'd
just be receipts, I guess. It's not...
paid in full. What'd you say?
But there's no, like, piece of documentation that, you know, has your name to that piece. You know, it's not like a, like, that's my car because it is registered under my name. The skating rink is not, you know, registered under Tom, is it? You know what I mean here? Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to look into seeing how we can do the collateral. Yeah, I'm going to see. That's basically what I'm thinking, is a receipt is the only thing that's going to tie that to you. And I'll look in to see if that's possible to use as collateral. But we might just be looking at only being able to do, equipment financing for the ropes course.
But I'll look into it. If you find that that's what you got, then you don't even have to send me the email.
Okay, that's fine.
That's not my objective.
Exactly. So what is your email?
Tom, T-O-M, at chobeplay.com. C-H-O-B, as in boy, E-E-P-L-A-Y.com.
Perfect. I'll look into that and shoot you something over in a little bit.
Okay, good enough.
All right, sounds good. Take care, Tom.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.